had a wet jumper. I'm a cold nigga, hit a soulmate all summer. Bitch, hit my phone, asking for money, yeah, wrong number.
It's the deal, my nigga Gabriel. We about to do the You Heard Me podcast. Booby, I'm from San Bernardino. Young comedian, nigga. Let's get at it, bro.
It's two bulls, bro. It's a bad bull.
Yeah, that's Obama. Obama Jeezy. Yeah, he used to play football at a D1.
For what?
He fat as fuck now. I don't even remember.
Them niggas is big, yeah, but they.
But he used to be skinny. He played safety. That nigga was like that. And then what's his name? The receiver. What's that nigga name? Blue Bucks? Yeah.
Hey, man, we ready? If y'all niggas tuning in, you already know what the fucking deal is. It's your boy Peso, man. Y'all already know. And I got my motherfucking boy from San Bernardino, California. One of the funniest niggas on the come up. Bitch, it's my nigga Booby, man. Tell these motherfuckers
what's the deal, nigga. You got Booby on here from Medina, you feel me? Do comedy, play football. Let's get to it.
God, but shit, my nigga, like, I know this nigga since we go back. High school, I met you with Keon.
Yeah, shit, I was like maybe a fucking 6th grade, 7th grade.
I knew your brother first.
Yeah, Busy. On my mama. I don't know. I think you had went to one of them. I don't remember where I knew you from, bro. But
it was a
one of them heartbreak on my mama.
We gonna get into a few things, my nigga, that's going on in culture. But more importantly, I just want to get a few things out of you real quick. Like, nigga, because before you wasn't really doing comedian shit back then. Back then you was on your football shit, right?
Hell yeah, just strictly football. Niggas just chasing scholarships and shit. Shit like that.
So like, cause I remember watching you, playing Joe America. You get to high school, you play for Purdue. You play with my boy Alex Madison with the Vikings.
Yeah, they moved a nigga up to varsity.
In the rest of the year.
You was popping that nigga. That's a big nigga.
I used to love and shit.
Yeah, bro, they had me go head up with this nigga shit practice.
You know, come funny. On, man. Cause bro didn't even play freshman year at Purdue. He played.
Mama, he played
at San Bernardino.
He did some weird shit. Grown ass man.
Hey, love you, Alex, but hey, my nigga was playing Pop Warner with us.
God.
He freshman year playing Pop Warner with us. Then sophomore year, that's when he went to high school. But bro was already cold, like he was cutting up. But
FRL used to fuck him up. Hawks, you already know. Hawk niggas used to fuck him up.
On the Westside, San Bernardino.
Westside, San Bernardino. Everybody played for the Hawks. You know, San Bernardino, you played for the Hawks, San High. You know, Cajon and them boys.
Yeah, man. So, boom, you playing ball and shit. You get to college. You got a scholarship.
Yes, sir.
You feel me? You got a scholarship for being what, a fullback, running back, linebacker?
Yeah, that's fullback.
Fullback?
Yeah.
So you get to college and what happened?
Shit, niggas went up there. You know, I came like shit. It was crazy. Right after graduation, niggas left. I graduated on the 8th. Left the college on like the 12th. So I only had 4 days, nigga, a summer vacation. Then I catch the plane, nigga. I'm already up in Texas, nigga, on the 13th. We started summer school so I could get ahead and shit. But, you know, they didn't let niggas play football then. It was just a whole lot of bullshit. Then we get to season. I'm a young nigga. You feel me? So, like, I'm asking them, like, hey, help me out, bro. Like, let me mirror you. Like, let me see what you do. And nigga acting weird. So it's just like, I got to learn it on my own. Like, nigga, all the plays and all that shit. Because, mind you, I didn't get no training, none of that, nigga, in the summer coming out there. So it was just, you know, it was fun, though, you know, being around a lot of good black. I went to an all-black school, so it was fun like that.
This was the HBCU?
HBCU, for sure.
It was in Texas, huh?
Up in Texas, Tyler, Texas.
When was it when you was in school? Like, was it when you was going through college that you discovered within yourself you wanted to be a comedian? Like, the niggas just tell you, like, hey, you funny, bro. Like, you should, like, do stand-up? Like,
shit, no, it was in high school, actually. High school, my freshman year, shit, I was real popular at the school. Everybody knew me. So, shit, they was just on some shit like, hey, y'all want to have a comedy show? And I'm like, shit, let me run it. Yeah. I had that shit go up. So, nigga, I had my first comedy show at my school, nigga. And the rule was, the principal said, I'm not going. No adults came. They let me host it. All the homies in there, the shit went up. It was at Purdue, up on my mama. It was up in the fucking auditorium. That shit went crazy.
They had so a comedy show?
It was just my comedy show. Like, I got to host it, did whatever I wanted on there, said whatever, cuz, nigga, on campus. They didn't give a fuck, bro. I was that nigga at Purdue. And then, you know, I started going to breweries and shit. And they was telling me, like, do a stand-up. I'm the host, you know, come do your little stand-up.
Yeah.
everybody up in there on me. They like, damn, this little nigga funny. They all grown as fuck. One dude, shout out, what's his name? Anthony Davis. There's a dude named Anthony Davis, a comedian. He the one who told me to keep doing that shit. He like, bro, you funny enough, just do that shit.
Yeah.
So it was just that. Since then, I'm up in college. And you know, you get bored in college. Ain't that much shit to do.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck it. I just start making funny ass videos. People like, keep doing that shit. Keep doing that shit. That's went on from there. My mom.
So, boom.
Hey, you went to my first comedy show?
At Purdue?
At Purdue. Oh, you was an area? That motherfucker went up. You asked anybody that was at Purdue at the time, that shit went up.
That was the year before I came.
Oh, God, that shit went up, though.
All right, so, boom. You do the pop. Okay, you do the fucking comedian show in high school, right? You said it let you do what you wanted to do, right?
Yes, sir.
You get to college. You posted your first few videos. What was the reaction that you got in the beginning that made you think, like, okay, damn, I gotta come hard?
Shit.
You know, niggas think they funny until they really trying to be funny for motherfuckers to
my mama.
Respond. Respond, you know, give that you shit. That feedback.
It was that one video, it was Orlando Brown video. And I wasn't, you know, I'm regular funny. I was with these niggas. Actually, I was with my boys, bro. We driving down the street. We see Orlando Brown. I'm like, hold up. I'm like, bro, that's Orlando Brown.
You talking about Orlando Brown from Disney Channel?
Disney Channel. That was my perfect.
That was the one light skin nigga?
500,000 views, bro, on my page. That shit was.
Worldstar posted that.
Worldstar posted it, bro. That shit.
Nigga,
man, bro, I didn't know none of that shit then.
Look, you got a video there?
Yes, sir, I did. Hey,
look. What you got to do is get off camera. I'll talk to you about it.
All right, back.
But I'm going to get you going to get your money watch. I'm going to show you.
It was that video. That motherfucker went up. Millions. I'm like, damn, I didn't know. Like, a homie, like, post that shit. The people hitting me, like, let's go find this nigga. I turn around, I go get my brother. You know Dizzy.
Yeah,
that nigga
yeah.
funny as fuck. He like, let's find this nigga. 5 minutes later, this nigga nowhere to be found. So it's just like, that video, that shit went up. Niggas like, damn, we can keep doing this shit. Damn, shit. I mean, a couple videos keep going viral.
That was him. Bro, this nigga even posted one when it was a naked-ass homeless crackhead. Nigga, this shit was going up.
I'm rolling. That motherfucker went crazy. Bruh. God.
But yeah, bro. So okay, boy. That shit helped you take off a little bit. And then like, so what have you been doing since?
Shout out to making,
you know, just
making little skits. This year I plan, like, cause 2020 was a shit. That was a bad year. Tore my ACL. Shit. Lost my school where I was at, nigga. COVID. All that shit. So I'm just like, damn. I'm at home right now. What's something I could do, nigga, that I know how to do? I'm like, shit, funny video. Made another video, you know, that homie in his bitch outside. You know, that shit went up. So I'm like,
are you talking about?
Oh, God, that shit went up.
She said,
so
he said, you said, bitch, you gonna get me kicked out.
Bitch, you gonna get me put out. Oh, God, so after that video, I'm like, okay, I can really do this shit.
I don't condone violence, but
but that shit was funny. This nigga hilarious.
Oh God, yes, sir. Go ahead. So you said boom. Yeah, man, niggas trying to get that sponsor. So boom, okay, so you did that one. And then what happened?
I just keep doing them. Like, some days it'd be like 900,000 views. I'm like, fuck, man, I'm about to delete this on my page. My cousin like, keep doing that shit. Once that one video hit,
it's going up.
You feel me?
And niggas don't understand. They don't understand, family, that you niggas think like, hey, check this out. Niggas think he went 500,000, right? Mm-hmm. Niggas think, oh, that means he's supposed to be getting a mil point something the next one. Mm-hmm. Niggas gotta understand, like, just cause you hit one good one, don't mean the next one gonna hit.
Right.
You gotta see the bad two for a while to get those numbers you really want. Sometimes you just gonna have some hard shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just like music.
You know what I'm saying? And you gotta respect the progress, the progression of your journey. Like, if you can't see the dark days, then how the fuck you gonna hold yourself up when you up there and you never been through it? Cause a nigga will blow up right now, have no type of foundation.
Don't know what the fuck to do.
He gonna be up there scrambling, getting fucked. While a motherfucker like Boobie who's grinding right now, you know what I'm saying? He gonna build the right foundation, nigga, going up. And then when he up there, he gonna know what to do. He gonna know how to move like a boss, you know what I'm saying? But also have that street smarts to know how to maneuver. Like, it ain't no different, my nigga. A lot of people just don't want to accept that. You know what I'm saying? But
it's a grind with all this shit, nigga. You gotta keep going. So that's what we gonna do. Trying to make it go up.
So shit, bro. Look, I'm gonna go into this shit real quick.
Did y'all see what happened at the Capitol 2-3 weeks ago?
Oh, fuck. Yes.
Y'all see what happened at Oregon, Washington?
Yeah, I think it was Washington.
Or something.
One of them motherfuckers.
The white people marched into the Capitol building and started fucking shit up. Beating up the police.
Bro, motherfuckers died.
Had Blue Lives Matter flags. Like, but they're attacking the cops.
I don't know about the White House. It wasn't the White House.
It was Trump
supporters.
So you know when it was counting the votes for Biden's electoral votes, whatever. Mm-hmm. White people went and attacked, but Trump set it up. They said Trump supporters,
bro.
Bro, Trump set that shit up.
Oh, that shit was crazy. People died. A lot of people got hurt. It was crazy. He could have just accepted the fact that he lost and shit. You feel me?
So like,
he won another round.
If y'all ain't seen it, y'all gotta see that shit. But you seen it? What's your take on it?
What do you mean, bro? It's never that serious, bro. I'm just looking at that shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
What you think about them white motherfuckers doing it?
Man, they wouldn't do that with the black brother. Yeah. It was niggas out there,
bro. They would have been busting. That's the thing.
That
shit's
crazy, bro.
When I seen that shit, I was like, wow. The police let these motherfuckers go in. I'm cool off that. I wait for the wood. And then I'm like, these motherfuckers get escorted in that bitch. If that was us, they would have been had us back
It would have been some trouble, bro, if it was niggas. But you feel me? They did what they did.
They was in there playing WrestleMania. I'm like, damn.
That shit was scary, bro. That shit was crazy.
What you would have done if you seen that shit? You was there.
If I was there, oh yeah. I don't know, bro. It's a lot of white motherfuckers coming. They gonna whoop my ass, shit. I'm gonna have to get in where I can. I'm gonna have to steal him. Get him one time.
Bitch, hit you, Billy.
Look at that. Billy, bitch, here. Hit him one time.
Damn, Miranda, leave me alone.
Gotta be fucking kidding me, Larry. Got fucking
down. So I'm saying, like, this nigga Trump, why don't you think he don't want to participate in Biden's entry to the White House? That was today or yesterday. That was yesterday.
Buddy, jealous.
He tripping. He wasn't even there, I think.
That nigga was jealous. Obama, Barack, and Michelle was there.
They say Bush was trying to flirt with Michelle.
What's that nigga? Bush?
he said, I'm about to get up.
Tell that little black coochie up. Let me get
that. That nigga Obama, he like, that nigga Bush all up Michelle, touching his hand. Bro, I know bro trying to fuck.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders, they was there and all that. That nigga up, Trump. Bro. That nigga Trump, oh yeah, they was baking that nigga shit. He was over there looking.
He was looking sad as fuck.
Bitch. So dumbass. I liked it, Bernie, though. I wish he would have been the president.
He was trying to make college free.
Oh, my God. That's what
I'm saying. Hey, I'm going to be in college like this.
Oh, hey, what's going on, bitch?
I'm going to be over there free school.
Man, everybody going to college.
My nigga James Harden. My nigga left Houston because he wanted to go somewhere he could win, so he went with KD and Kyrie over in the Nets. Now, what happened is this. They was saying that, you know, they framed this nigga jersey at the strip club in Houston. This nigga spent over $1 million in a strip club. You feel what I'm saying? So, hey, shout out my nigga. Hey, give me the camera.
Hey,
man, we got my nigga, that's big bro right here, man.
What's the deal, man?
Man, we talking about this nigga James Harden. Look, check this out. This nigga got his jersey framed at the strip club in Houston. He spends over $1 million. The nigga left.
They gonna miss him.
They gonna get no money, bitch. They like, come back.
And if you miss him.
But what y'all think about him going to the Nets?
Well, I think the trade is a good trade. I feel like it was a decent trade, but it's two point guards. Chance Harden, he's a scorer, but he can pass the ball too. Him and Kyrie not gonna match, but him and KD, I feel like if it was just him and KD, and then maybe they'll go crazy. But with Kyrie, it's gonna be extra. You know what he's doing this shit right now? He not playing games. He's trying to act like he's running the team.
Why he doing that though? He being petty.
He's saying, like, he trying to help out the black community. He just bought George Floyd family a fly-ass house and shit. So, I don't know. He say he doing other things, but he turned into the AB of the league. That's how I feel like. So.
That's what you think.
We're going to see what type of noise he making tonight. They on right now.
Where are they playing today?
Oh, fuck. They losing to the Cavaliers right now.
Who did I say today? I said they going to get their ass whooped.
They're fucking guard. Let me see how much these niggas is scoring right now.
Get their ass whooped.
That's bad, bro. To the Cavalier, who the fuck is they scoring?
You seen how that nigga be with Lil Baby in him? Who you talking about?
James Harden.
My mama, that's his boy. You see how much he threw him for his birthday?
He gave him like honey buns and some money, right?
Bread.
A hundred.
It was $100K so something like that. Yeah. It was a lot of money, though.
James Harden.
I think it was like a rich
They all be chiefing. I know they be chiefing.
See, it's fucking James Harden. James Harden got 10 right now. Kyrie got 25. KD got 19.
Oh, God. So check this out. I know y'all niggas watched UFC, right?
Yeah, there.
Conor McGregor.
This Saturday.
What's that little shit? My mama.
All right, so he finna fight that nigga, Dustin, what, Poirier or whatever?
Yeah, he fought that dude a couple years ago.
Just him to fuck off.
He beat him in like 2 minutes last time. 2014 was last time he fought.
Right, he knocked him out within 2 minutes.
Yeah, he whooped his ass.
He was easy. Dust him to fuck off.
McGregor took less than 2 minutes to score the TKO.
He's going to be like, who next?
So, okay, that fight took place, though, at featherweight. These niggas is now fighting, I think like in a light heavyweight.
What is that shit? Something like that. It's the 180s, 170s?
No, lightweight. Yeah, this is going to be lightweight. But check this out, though. My nigga, Max Holloway, I know you just seen that nigga fight the other day. He was going dumb.
Oh, yeah, he's different.
Man, he proved it, though. He was trying to prove some shit because I think he got beat the fuck up the last time.
But on God, what's his name? Bro, record been balling since he fought old boy, though, right?
He beat Cowboy. That's when we was at Larry's spot. Remember? Mm-hmm. McGregor came back from the Mayweather fight 2 years ago, beat the fuck up out of Cowboy, left. Now he's coming back to fight.
That's like tired. He's tired after.
Yeah. But he getting $1 million. Check this out. He getting $1 million or $5 million on this fight. Check this out. But the Paul brothers, the one that wants to fight him, offered him $50 million.
Oh yeah, it was different.
And guess what he said? That nigga said, "I don't want to take that fight." That nigga, the YouTuber, was like, "Oh yeah, he's a bitch. I'm offering you more money, and you not even fighting a pro."
What you think? Who you think?
I think the white boy would knock that nigga out.
No, that's just like you saying
he beat Nate Robinson.
You saying Logan Paul gonna beat up Floyd?
It's just like that though.
Connor is the Floyd up in UFC, low key in a way.
Connor was really getting with Floyd. That's
he was really giving it to him, low key.
I ain't have butterflies.
Floyd will beat that the brother up.
Yeah,
I think the other bro. I think he could hang in there with McGregor for a minute. 2 minutes.
So he beat up Nate Robinson. You think that?
2 minutes.
He ain't fighting nobody.
He's about to fight
McGregor,
Floyd, right?
McGregor's wife. No, his brother is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
His brother bigger than him, though. That nigga big.
2 minute max. That's all I want.
Floyd
might
get knocked the fuck out.
He give Connor 2 minutes?
No, McGregor going to beat the fuck out of him after 2 minutes. Like,
okay, yeah.
I'm just saying, old boy going to hang in there for 2 minutes, for sure.
Yeah. He might.
Four.
He is like 6'3". Shit, I hope he can hang in there with a 5'9".
McGregor
fight,
look at that
big. Nah, they
trying
to set it up.
They trying to. The money ain't right.
Maybe not trying to see him.
The money ain't right. They ain't trying to pay the niggas the way it's supposed to. So, okay.
I was trying to see that Chris Brown versus Soulja Boy.
That
shit was going to go viral.
Hey, didn't Mayweather.
Mike Tyson,
they was signing niggas.
So, who you think would have won?
Chris Brown.
Oh, my God. He used to beat everybody.
Soulja Boy, a smoker. What the fuck?
Hey.
That nigga
funny
as fuck though.
You Soulja.
Drake.
Soulja Boy got crushed on that one video where his homies like, nigga, you not from the hood.
Oh yeah, bro, that shit was funny as fuck. I swear to God, I was watching that shit live.
Where?
Yes, on my brother's birthday.
He was dying,
bro, crying. That nigga was. He really think he from Fudge Town, not Fruit Town.
Oh, you did.
What's the deal? We got my nigga Mock.
Hey, get in the video. Get in the video.
Hey, look at the chair, nigga.
Hey, man. We finna tell y'all.
We got Chris Tucker off of the
Reiner pussy good.
You in the video?
Oh? Yeah, Reiner pussy good.
Bro, you're funny. It's right. Jimmy fucking Butler.
Jimmy
Buckets.
Look at your Rod Wave face ass. Look. And that's the look.
Gas that nigga.
I know it came up, but don't make it no better. I keep my arm forever. Fat ass. Look at that.
watching TV, bitch, what the fuck? With that TikTok on the sweats and your bumpy ass, bitch, with your stupid ass.
Stupid!
Hey, bitch, you got
a
TV
all playing.
Bitch, you got a cap and you stutter.
In a pickle nose. And you went viral.
Hey,
look
that shit.
Talk about
going viral real quick, bro.
Bro, so what though, bro?
Pickle nose.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey,
he smelled
the weed. Look at that. Hey, nigga said,
he smells
still fuck bitches.
Hey, he smelled the weed through the door. He was like, let me go in there real quick.
Oh, my God.
It's
cash.
$50 is a weed. Look at that. It's rich up for me.
Hey,
I get the smoke.
Grab his pen. They're gonna go pick up this tape.
Tell the camera how you fuck bitches doing, like. Hey, tell them, introduce yourself, though, bro, for real.
Bro, introduce yourself.
I'm Mr. Maha.
Let the homie talk, bro, man.
Alright, man.
They call me Mr. Champion.
Hey, they call me Naha Hood Your Love. And, oh my God, funny ass story to tell. You know what, man? There was this time, right?
No, bro, talk about how the whip got stolen.
The whip. Oh, let me talk about the whip. Bro, so tell me how, bro.
First corn.
So, hold on. So, tell me how, man. I came upstairs, man, to my mama and said, you feel me? Man, I left, I came home, went back home at like 1:30. Nigga, man, I found out that the car was just gone.
Man,
what's your reaction? Man, bro, Jerry, no, man. I must have came back, bro. I was like, what the fuck, bro? I know I parked this shit right here.
One of them moments?
Yeah, like, bro, like, man, I'm walking the whole shit. Like, I'm just walking, trying to find my shit. I'm like, man, I know I parked my shit right here, right? So, then, right, 2 days later. I checked on the cameras, right? So tell me why my car was stolen by a little ass Mexican on my mama. If I ever see you, my mama, I'm fucking you up. Yeah.
Damn.
But
would be at a squad, fuck you up. I ain't helping you either.
But anyway.
You see somebody back out with your car, what's on?
Weapon?
You see somebody back out with your car?
Hell no, they stripped that nigga shit. They took the nigga apart.
Nah, but I had seen the dude. back out at 10:50 p.m. Right?
And no, you backed out at 10:50.
No, I. Oh yeah, yeah. Sorry. I backed out at 10:50 p.m. My car got stolen at 11:14 p.m. So that means 20 minutes after, man, I fucking left, my shit got took. Somebody got me.
2 days, you just sad as fuck.
And what was they doing to get in your shit?
Bro, 2 days, bro.
What was doing to get in your shit? What you see on the camera?
Bro.
Hey, blum ass nigga.
Where you key at?
I don't know how they got in, but man, tell me why, bro. I did the dumbest shit. The front door of my car, that shit was unlocked, so it's like fuck, bro. Like so hold on, damn, hold on, bro. So for 2 days straight, bro, I'm at my mama's shit, bro. Just pacing back and forth, like, damn, bro, like, why the fuck did this have to happen to me? Like, what the fuck? Like, I was really, like, tripping.
You was mad as fuck. I'll smoke that bullshit. Oh, yeah,
nah,
basically.
So what happened after that?
So that same night,
I had came back at 1:30. You feel me? Car gone. I already know that I'm out to wait till Monday to check the cameras, bro. Like, no. I'm dead ass serious, bro. Gotta wait till Monday to check the cameras. So I did. So that same night, the car got stolen. I had came back over here. Man, I had told D, told Sam.
Sending to me at night.
Them niggas did not believe me. Them niggas like, bro, you lying like a motherfucking man. I had told D, bro, on God in heaven, bro, I would not just sit here and just cap, bro. Like, come on.
I told that nigga, I don't give a fuck, long as you still pay me. $500, what the fuck?
Bro, come on, bro.
Oh, my God.
You want to get recorded?
Yeah, but it's like, come on,
man. My nigga, man, you the bro. Come on, finish. The next story, bro. How you went viral?
No. He got himself out, he got his car back.
Oh, go ahead, my bad.
That same day.
No, fuck no. Well, no.
What was it, like 3 days later? Dude, 2 days later?
That same day, huh?
When you come anywhere,
that same day, I had came home. You feel me? I was sad as fuck on the couch.
You got some pussy when you got out?
Nah, I didn't, bro. I didn't get no any of that. I was just chilling.
You was just worried about getting your whip back because it was stolen?
Yeah, bro.
Did you pray? And what'd you do?
Man, bro, I was proud. Like, bro, man. If I see this nigga out here, it's my shit. But the whole thing is, man, they found it. So yeah.
Who? Shout out the police, man. You found your shit. Tell them what was in the car and shit when you got it back.
Yeah,
new
radio.
Man. But,
she had your car back.
Go ahead, bro. Go shit, ahead.
I'm cool as shit. Bro, smoke, nigga.
Hey, nah.
You got your car back,
buddy.
What's up?
Yeah, hope I got that shit back now. Yeah, now, but I'm just at the house. Just you.
Bro, my stomach hurts.
You happy with your car? Cleaned your car out, all that.
Oh, yes.
Shit, I'm cool.
All right, two more topics. Hey, when you went to jail, first time ever going to jail.
I'm not finna get on that topic.
All right, just a summary of that topic. Like, how you felt, nigga, in there? How you felt when you got released?
All right, all right,
all right,
all right. All right, look.
You got some explaining to do. All right,
look.
I ain't never been to jail.
So, first time going to jail. Man, trust me. Like, I had came in there. You feel me, bro? Like, on God in heaven, bro. I was like, damn, like, bro, like, this shit is, like, not for me. Like, and I'm, like, mad as fuck.
What you was doing in there?
So.
I thought you said you was doing, like,
100%. Hold on. Bro, damn, bro.
Bro, man.
Like, shut up, man.
Like, he get in there.
Man, so I first go in there Thursday night. I was inside the holding cell. It was me and some like 8 other niggas, like Mexicans, all that. So it's like, shit. But that transferred me to West Valley, and then there, I had came in, and then they all had us in one room. It was this tiny ass fucking room. And there was 10 niggas up in there.
Did they strip y'all?
And no, fuck no. Bro, I swear to God, bro, they did not check our. None of that.
They didn't check
bro.
Your app.
Bro, that's what I did, brother, bro. Bro, that's. Bro, Gabe, I would not lie, bro. I swear to God, bro. They did not do the. No gay shit like that.
No gay shit, huh?
They
don't do that no more.
They didn't check my eyes. God.
They didn't check.
They didn't
check. Those were caught.
All right, so first day up in there, though, you feel me? Four nigga, I swear it's deep, bro. It was like just only four walls up in there, like, nigga, like, you.
I'm talking about, like, that shit is so small,
and then it's like, man, it's dirty up in there, too, like. Nigga, like, the showers, bro, up in there is, like, really fucking nasty, man. Like, I had to go in that bitch, go shower, like, man, bro, I felt dirty as fuck, like, oh, God, because, bro, that shit was, like, really dirt, like.
So you're not a dirty nigga.
Bro, that shit, bro.
Shower by yourself?
Yeah,
so bro. You didn't shower with men. You're lying. You go to jail, you shower with men.
They had. Okay, hold on. So every, bro, you got 30 minutes to go do whatever you gotta do. Go shower, go a phone call, go do whatever you gotta do. That's it, though. I swear to God, bro. Like, bro, that's it. But yeah, like, I swear to God, like, hey, the first day, bro, I swear to God, bro, I was on a hard ass bunk. I was on a hard ass bunk, bro, back.
You had to go on the top or the bottom.
Bro, there was a fat bunk. No.
There's
a fat ass nigga. Like, deep in there. Oh, my mama's thinking, like, man, not to tell, bro. Man, not to
tell. You didn't tell him shit.
Bro, that nigga for sure got high out of cell, bro. And I swear to God, shower though. You got me fucked up because, man, I told him, bro, I'm really not feeling to be up in here, bro. And you didn't, like,
you have no choice but to be up here.
Like, bro, I was like,
not for to be up here.
And, bro, and it's like, bro, I was really like, damn, bro. Like, but though, I'm only there for 4 days, though. I was like, in there Thursday night, and I came home Tuesday night.
County a dirty game?
Yes, sir, the county is a dirty game. Fuck the county, man.
How many push-ups were you doing?
Bro, I was doing a cool 100.
Bitch, you in there for 24 hours. All you doing is a 100.
Hey, what shit. Fuck? Bitch, you should have been in there. Bang, no.
Bang, bang, crack.
1,000.
Hey, so look, that nigga Tank and Ryan Garcia are gonna fight. You know that, right? Who you think I am?
Man, it's Tank Davis.
Hey, you know!
Ryan Garcia, I'm sorry, bro. But you look at your. That's me!
He's gonna knock him out.
Bro, Ryan Garcia, it's over, bro. Like,
he getting fucked.
Bro, like, Tank Davis is really for.
But check me out. You know who knocked that nigga out? Devin Haney. And Devin Haney already spared him. A
spar match, not real.
It don't matter.
Man.
He fucked him up. I don't believe spar. It.
I'm riding with Javante.
It's a video.
He's the next Floyd.
Bro, come on
now. I'm gonna put it out there.
Devin Haney's the next Floyd. Undefeated. He has his own company.
He's undefeated.
Just like
too.
Mayweather. And he got all the belts. All
right, watch. When my boy beat Ryan Garcia ass, and then he going to have to fight Haney.
He going to have to.
He going to have to. Then he going to fight T.O. Then he going to fight
T.O. Lopez is fighting too this week, ain't he?
Is he? I thought he was going to get a squabble with Haney. Haynes, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Haynes.
That's going to come soon. I think T.O. Lopez is hard. Those are two dopest Hispanics in the game right now. Ryan Garcia and T.O. Lopez. And the two black niggas that's popping him.
Yeah.
Is you feel me? Haney and fucking Javante.
Oh, you had to put it out. You gonna hang him up?
You good?
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm solid.
Oh, yeah. Hey, so check me out. Booby went viral a little bit for doing that little video.
I'm really not trying to talk about that video, bro.
Come on, brief summary, bro. Let's
brief summary. What happened,
bro?
Actually,
just that day, bro. I was mad, bro. We was mad, and this nigga, like, shit came down over here, and so you feel me? That happened, shit. I mean, shit.
Bitch was gonna get you put out, like, so had to do what you had to do.
So, what you
I mean, like, Can't change it though, but shit.
You really slapped the fuck.
So you don't take nothing back. You would do it again if you could.
I'll take that whole day back, bro.
You would?
For that? I respect that.
Nah, bro. No, bro. Like, on some real shit, bro. Because now, bro, I don't gotta have him, bro. Because Jerry was weird as fuck. Like, why would you fuck?
Yo, man.
Yeah, man.
Bitch, it's my business. It's at 5 in the morning. His bitch begging
bro, him. Bro, I swear to God, bro. Like, the homie had his... Bro, hand all up in his ass, bro. Fuck up the video. Loose him. Deleted that shit.
Who had their head in their ass?
You did. Sam. Come on now, bro. He deleted the video.
I'm just saying that real quick. That was facts.
Bro. Damn, bro. See that, bro.
You would have went viral for me, and I would have viral for you.
Bro, for sure. Straight viral, bro. Like.
And nobody knows you, bitch. You're not going viral. Nah, you go viral. Blue, your video, that was your video. You went viral. That wasn't me. That was you.
You did that.
Hey, come on.
Hey.
You're awesome, okay? Go ahead.
Hey, many more to come. We got one. Hey, we got another one coming.
Oh, there's another one coming.
We got
another
one. For real. We got another one. He really slays shit, the homie got slays.
Hey,
I'm not gonna lie, he got slays.
I think the homie got a fabulous pregnant.
Ooh! Bro, why you need to come on? Get on here. What? No, Lord, don't. Please, no, Lord, please. I be praying for
you.
I
think
bitch.
The army busted a fabulous.
Bro, that bitch was a neighborhood hoochie. She was a neighborhood hoochie. What the fuck?
Bitch. It was like night, not 30.
Man, bro.
Bitch, and that pussy was good up.
Nah, fuck me, bro. I was fucking that bitch like 30, 35 minutes. Like, bitch, can't resist. What the fuck?
They crazy.
She was just trying to. I like getting fucked from the back.
Doggy style. She be like.
Well, y'all say the bitch fast. She had that bang on her arm. I remember she had that ass too.
But you had the name,
Jimmy. Had the corner.
You talking about the corner?
Hey, going crazy. Crazy.
Had to block her.
That nigga had it.
That
hit her. Jimmy. That nigga had
it.
Man.
Honey, are you
okay?
So look.
No, hell no.
Before we wrap things
up. She wasn't that big, huh?
Before I wrap things up, man, I just want to. You know what I'm saying? I want to get back to, like, you know, the comedy shit. You know, you hollered at me about some shit you about to get into that you want to do after quarantine, and that's putting a comedy show together.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that shit, man.
It's going to be a good-ass event for 2020. We pull this shit off. That shit going out. 2021. Yeah, it's a new year. Hey. The show going to be fucking funny. We trying to get live performers. We ain't going to get
everybody
into who all going to come.
Yeah,
like, everybody at the slide is going to be, like, a 300 or 500, like, event. A lot of people. Tickets gonna be, you know, we'll get to that later. It's gonna be a decent amount. But after quarantine, you're gonna have shit to do. Come see us, bro. We all funny niggas, all love, nigga food, weed, all that. Whatever you got, we gonna have it. But nigga, the event gonna be popping. Stay tuned. Add me up on Instagram at fucking Heem Like That Booby. HEEEMLIKE. And then Booby, BOBIE.
Keep that bullshit at home.
Hmm?
Keep all the bullshit at home, because we will have security.
Your heart can't follow me. Nigel. Benna.
No!
Nigel Benna.
Hey, Nigel Benna. You know, we ain't gonna have him spell it out, but Nigel been there, all right? For sure.
Hey,
get my nigga followers up. We gonna run this shit up.
Run his shit up, man. He's a special guest today, man. You know what I'm saying? That's my nigga, man. Hey, get him famous on the motherfucking gram, y'all. For real. But look, check me out. You know, I just want to say shout out to everybody that, you know, stayed throughout the whole video. You already know how I'm going, how it's going up in here. I got my nigga Booby, man. Youngest comedian in the game coming up out of the IE. Y'all niggas spot. Better show him some respect, my nigga, for real. Go on to social media and blow his shit up, for real. Because when he up and y'all hop on the wagon, bit too late. So,
oh, my mama, you know, I like that. You're third.
So,
yeah,
for real.
Late.
So, that's hey, funny. And tap in with him. You feel me? Because he finna be the next,
Mr. Mom.
Red Wings.
Red Wings.
You been Red Wings.
No,
the one that looked like a pterodactyl.
Red Wings.
But hey, man, like I said, you tuning in to another episode.
episode of the You Heard Me podcast. You can catch this podcast streaming on the 9 different platforms we have it on Apple, Podcast, Spotify, Google, you name it. You can also catch the visual podcast on the You Heard Me podcast on G-Nice TV. That's G-Postrophe Nice TV. It's your boy, Mergo. I'm your host. You dig. Yeah, bitch.